So for the internal combustion engine, it took around 50 years to grow from zero to 550 billion. And for the battery, we are expecting this growth in only 10 years.
A recent study has forecasted that the market for battery storage will grow from about €20 million today to staggering €550 billion annually by 2030 already. No surprise, it's a market that is currently dominated by Asia, not only in terms of production, but also in terms of the machinery needed for the production. But of course, Europe also wants a piece of the cake. So how could it position itself in this rapidly evolving market? Which challenges need to be addressed and which strategies or innovations would be the most promising? We'll find out in the next minutes. Welcome to the Smartery Podcast, a podcast for and with the creators of the new energy world. A world in which energy will be renewable, decentralized, and digital, bringing together electricity, heat, and mobility. Let us show you how we will get there and who will get us there. I'm very much looking forward to talking to my guest for this episode, Benedikt Rothang, project manager of the battery production division at VDMA. He advises the European mechanical and plant engineering industry on the transformation to battery production. The VDMA, on the other hand, with 3,600 members, obviously is the largest network organization and an important voice for the machinery and equipment manufacturing industry in Germany and Europe, so I'm pretty sure he has some relevant insights for this episode. And let's dive right into it. Welcome, Benedikt.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Zach, and I'm happy to be here and answer your questions.
As I already stated, that's not a fact anybody has overseen in the last years. It's a sector that is currently heavily dominated by Asian players. But maybe let's dive into the details of this. Could you give us an overview on how the market currently is divided? What volumes are we talking about annually right now? And what role do Europe and the USA play, if any at all?
So by the end of 2022, the global battery market had a volume of 910 gigawatt hours. So the question here is, so what is a watt hour? And it's a unit that describes an energy quantity, whether in everyday life, we know it from fridges, TVs, etc., or in technical applications. And as an example, to make it more clear, an average electric car needs around 15 kilowatt hours for a drive of 100 kilometers, which means, coming back to the 910 gigawatt hours we have in the global market right now, in theory, with this capacity in just one electric car, we could drive about 8,000 times to the moon and back. So the market is huge already, and as you said, it will grow heavily until the end of this decade. But the 10 largest battery producers are currently based only in three countries. So they are in China, they are in South Korea, and in Japan. So Asian players are heavily invested in that market, and they are the global leaders for the battery production market.
So that to me sounds like Europe or USA currently are really playing an insignificant role in that market?
Well, we have, of course, factories in Europe and in North America, which are producing battery cells. But those factories are from those 10 global players, and they are all Asian companies with subsidiaries in Europe or subsidiaries in North America. Yeah, so there are now currently some European and North American companies who are ramping up their own production, but there is a long way to go to have like a European and a North American production with European or North American companies.
It's actually something that you took a closer look into at VDMA together with Porsche Consulting, and you've worked on a groundbreaking study on that topic, specifically focusing on Europe. So what are your key findings?
So the study you mentioned is titled Battery Manufacturing 2030 Collaboration at Warp Speed, and we found two key things. The first thing that is that the mobility and energy transition offers an unprecedented opportunity for the battery cell market. Until 2030, the market is growing from 20 billion to the staggering amount of 550 billion. And when we look at other markets who were growing, like the market for the internal combustion engine or the semiconductor market, it took them longer to grow to that same amount of market share. So for the internal combustion engine, it took around 50 years to grow from zero to 550 billion. And for the battery, we are expecting this growth in only 10 years. Second finding is, I said it earlier, the Asian market has a market share for 92% when we look at the battery manufacturing equipment, and Europe has only 8% in that market. So to have a second cluster for competing with the Asian competitors, we need to grow that market share to 20%. And again, this is possible, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of strength we need to put into that market to have a second cluster in Europe and in North America.
Ouch, that's really bad news, because usually we say, okay, maybe they produce in China, but at least we're still providing the machinery and equipment. So even that is not the case.
No, Asian players are also providing the machines for the battery production facilities.
So what currently is happening is that we need to ramp up our share in the machinery. We need to ramp up our production facilities. Do you have an insight into what's happening in Europe currently or what will happen in the next years in terms of construction?
So we see that there are currently some projects running in Europe, but I don't have an exact number on how many projects are currently planned or currently constructed. But within the next years, we see that around 3 to 5 factories will be opened every year in Europe. The most prominent case is, at least in Germany, is today the gigafactory that Northvolt is building in the northern parts of Germany. And this is one of those examples we will see more and more in the next 5 to 6 years in Europe.
So a little bit is happening and we're ramping up slightly, one could say. So is there any technological sovereignty we could talk about in battery production, or are we just completely dependent on Asian players?
So what we found in the study is that we can talk about technological sovereignty when the European and North American market has a market share from 20% or more. So today we don't have a technological sovereignty for battery production. But if we grow our market share from 8 to 20% or more, then we can talk about a technological sovereignty from, I would say, 2030 or 2035 on. But the main point we need is a bigger market share, and then the technological sovereignty will come with this.
So you mentioned that Northvolt is one of the prominent examples of European players being present here and investing heavily. Still, Asian companies just dominate the market by offering complete turnkey battery factories. So everything tight with a ribbon, ready to start running. So how can European companies compete with that, or what are viable strategies?
The European battery equipment manufacturers, they are technologically ready to have their machines in a gigafactory. What they need to do is they have to collaborate with other companies who are providing equipment so that they can offer basically a turnkey solution for the Northvolt and for the other players that are producing cells.
So collaboration within the European industry seems to be one of the necessary strategies. Can we already see prominent examples of such collaborations working out?
There is a first collaboration between Dürrmann and Krupp as companies that are equipping battery factories. And this is a great example of how they can collaborate, even though it's difficult when we think about the laws and all that is coming with it.
Now, mentioning laws, so on the one hand, Europe wants to position itself and gets its share of the pie or a piece of the cake when it comes to battery production. you mentioned we need to collaborate, at the same time still promoting sustainable growth and innovation. So what measures need to be taken to achieve both goals? Rapid growth while it's at the same time sustainable growth.
When we think about sustainability, Europe is more or less in the lead when producing batteries, because again, I want to mention Northvolt here, and they decided to build their gigafactory next to the North Sea because there is sustainable energy there, and it's not far away from the source, basically. So Europe has a much better position in sustainable energy for producing goods, not only batteries, when it comes to the competition with, for example, China. And to have that sustainable growth, it's possible to have that, to have a company that is growing and, yeah, the sustainability aspect of the production.
All right. Well, at least there seems to be some ways of just picking a specifically innovative or sustainable approach to get your foothold in the market. Now, speaking about innovation and in terms of efficiency and performance, or also sustainability, what are some highlights of the most recent technological breakthroughs or innovations that we could see materializing itself in the next years?
So when we think about batteries, one of the aspects that is most important for all of us is energy density, which means you can pack more energy within one battery, which means you can basically drive more, or you can have that battery run longer. And for this, we will see new chemistries within the battery cell coming up in the next years. For example, the natrium ion batteries or metal ion batteries, which are more. So we're seeing that natrium ion batteries will rise in the market in the next 5 to 10 years. So that's the next breakthrough.
Which probably also will solve a big problem in terms of dependency on rare metals.
Yes, because, for example, natrium, we have that to a certain amount in Europe, and we would not be as dependent on other countries as we are now with other raw materials. I mean, natrium, which is basically salt.
So some good news to end the podcast with. It's an uphill battle. Let's be that honest, but there are some viable strategies to not completely give up on that sector.
Yes, I completely agree. It's an uphill battle. And even though the market is not very clear on that, and I would say still a little cloudy, but we have a path to grow this market, and there is the real opportunity to be part of this once-in-a-lifetime growing battery cell market. And I think we should try our very best to establish a European cluster or European and North American cluster to have production here in Europe and in North America.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Benedikt, and giving some insights into the latest study conducted by VDMA and Porsche Consulting. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invite.
The latest trends and innovations in battery production technology can be found at EES Europe, Europe's largest and most international exhibition for batteries and energy storage systems. EES Europe is taking place from June 19th to 21st in Munich. All information about the exhibition can be found at ees-europe.com.